We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doesn't a trophy stat line to start the season.
Yeah, that's what he's got going right now. Here's Vetrano heading in, left circle, walks in, shot, he scores! Frank Vetrano! As the Panthers pour it on here in the third, another one, it's a 6-1 Panthers lead.
Been a lot of ass whoopings taking place at this local ice rink here. In Sunrise?
There sure has. And we're going to talk to Frank Vetrano right now, by the way, on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline after this great, what's happening at home also, by the way, for your team, Frank. Thanks for the time. We totally appreciate it. Undefeated at home, that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks for having me on. It's been fun playing at our home rink. The boys enjoy it. Playing on home ice, the fans have been fantastic also.
Frank, 10-0 start has been great, but listen, so is the overall record. With you guys now tied for the best record in the NHL with Carolina with 29 points. This is by far, I know you've been here a few years, and it's not to take shots at the other teams. This looks by far to be the most talented team, especially what you guys have added in the offseason that you guys have had so far, and the stats and the wins are really playing out that way.
Yeah, we have so much depth throughout our entire lineup, whether it's defense, the forwards, and the goaltending. So, it's been a fun group to be a part of, and we're a confident group, and we know how good of a team that we have, and I think that it leads to our on-ice success that we've been having here.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about the Big Bob bounce back, we call it, the triple B, the Big Bob bounce back that he's had from last year to having this kind of season. It surprised you even a little bit the way it kind of ended last year for him and the way he's playing as one of the best goalies right now.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think he works so hard every single day, and he's an unbelievable guy. And he's a guy who wants to get better every single day. And I know all of us weren't very happy with how any of us performed at the end of the year last year with what happened with the quick exit in the playoffs. We expected more, and we wanted more of ourselves coming in this year. And I think Bobby did a great job this summer, and in practice, he's been the backbone of our team. He's been the best player on our team this year, and he's kept us in a lot of games, and he keeps that puck out in net for us.
Frank, 5 goals this month. Are you feeling a little bit more aggressive? Are you feeling it this month? Like, what's changed month to month for you from October to November?
The pucks are just going in for me. I think that's pretty much it.
Hey, Frank, it is funny, though. You had a couple again the other night here, but you're playing with Joe Thornton. That's got to be so fun. You're playing the 42-year-old guy that has put up monster friggin' numbers in his long, long career. What's it like playing with Joe Thornton?
It's special. For me, being from Boston, him being drafted there, and I watched him earlier in his career. That's kind of when I started watching hockey with my dad on the couch. And I watched him come up when he was a rookie in Boston, just a young 18-year-old. And now look at where he is now. To have a relationship with him, the boys on the team love him. He brings a positive energy every single day. And on the ice, whatever he says, you listen to. He's been there. And we're happy to have him on our team for sure.
So, Frank, you have to be kind of careful that you don't, like, ask him a zillion questions. Like, you got to kind of pick and choose. Because the guy, he's seen it all, man. He's seen the good, the bad, knocked out of the playoffs early, late, good seasons. He's seen everything, and he's played with everybody. So how many questions do you ask this guy?
Yeah, I try to stay away from questions. He's a guy you can go to about anything and ask him about anything, and he'll give you an answer. So he doesn't get too annoyed about that stuff. Like I said, he's a great guy.
Did you break the ice with him by telling him you used to watch him on your couch with your dad?
Yeah, when you were like 6 years old, you didn't do that, did you?
Did you hit that up also when you first met him?
Oh, I just talked about the other night his first game back at TD Garden after he got traded to San Jose. We were talking about that a couple of days ago.
That's awesome. It is kind of cool to hear the story. He probably remembers everything,
yeah, of course.
And has a lot of fun with it. All right, so I got to ask you, and I always wonder this, having, you know, different coaches. So you go from Coach Q, who I thought had an unbelievable feel during the game for when to make changes and shorten the lines a little bit, who to play, when to play him. He was fantastic. I think you'd agree with that. So how has Coach Burnett done so far with this same stuff? How's he been so far taking over?
Bruce done a great job. He's been here for, I think it's been 3 years now, and he has experience, and the players in the room respect him, and when he says something, we listen, and he's a good teacher too, and that's what you need out of a coach, and to be respected and to listen to him when things are said. So he's done a great job. He's obviously had a great career too, so whatever he has to say, it works because it'll continue your career and it'll make you successful.
Frank, has he done a pretty good job of kind of keeping, like, kind of doing things the way Coach Q did it? That's kind of he's been with him. Have you seen a lot of that? He's still doing a lot of the same things?
Yeah, systems and everything has mostly been the same. I think, when we're doing so well, it's kind of hard to switch things up. I know Bruce played for Q in the past, and now taking his place. There's not much to be switched up right now. I think we should continue playing the game of hockey, and then if changes need to be made, and they may be made. But I think the way that we're playing right now, I think the best to stay with what's working.
Frank, 7 players with 6 or more goals right now. Not to mention points in general. It just looks like a deeper team than we've had in the past with so many different guys can score on any given night.
Yeah, that just shows signs of a really good hockey team. You're not going to get scoring from the top 6 guys every single night. It's our job, bottom 6 guys and guys that are depth players in the lineup to produce numbers also. Those guys are going to be matched up pretty heavily most nights, but they're going to come through and score. But when they're shut down, it's big for the bottom 6 guys to come through too.
Frank, also while we're talking, I want to go back to the Tampa series last year after you guys just were red hot going into the playoffs. And I was always curious, do you believe, like, you got to get experience? If you haven't had a lot, last year you had some guys that hadn't been through the whole playoff thing. Do you believe you guys can learn a lot from what Tampa Bay did to you and going through that tough series, by the way, won a couple of games, but to just go through that, you feel that can get you over the hump this year?
I think experience is everything in playoffs, especially the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's every single night. It's a grueling game and game of bounces, and it's all about bouncing back on the next shift. And if you look at Tampa, they win, they win their championships, and 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they get bounced in the first round and have a huge bounce back. So, they went back-to-back after losing in the first round. So it comes with adversity. Whether it's any sport or the Stanley Cup, you have to deal with adversity no matter what you do.
Frank, before we let you go, I just got to ask you this. The franchise over the last 20 years or so, notoriously slow starts and then, catching back up at the end to either make the playoffs or just barely get out. Was there any difference you saw from even camp in the beginning to the beginning of the season of how just there was a little bit of a turnaround where you guys came out so red hot? Was there any difference at all with this team getting prepared for the season?
No, like I said before, I think it's just the confidence that we have in ourselves, in our group, and in one another. We talked about at the beginning of the year, the biggest thing is getting off on the right foot and getting those wins early, because it's hard when you have to chase. And you can't win the Stanley Cup or you can't make the playoffs 15 games in, but you can certainly not make the playoffs 15, 20 games into the season. So that's the biggest thing we talked about, is getting off to a very good start. I mean, we've had a very tough schedule, too, to start the season, and we've done well.
Frank, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Philadelphia at home, trying to make it 11-0 tomorrow night. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.